Suspected serial killer Derek Todd Lee is expected to appear in a Baton Rouge courtroom today. Lee was arrested in Atlanta and taken back to Baton Rouge yesterday. He'll be charged with the rapes and murders of five women over the last 2 years. But authorities say that may be just the beginning. From Baton Rouge, NPR's Greg Allam reports.
It was last July when DNA evidence showed that three women in Baton Rouge, Gina Green, Charlotte Murray Pace, and Pam Kinnamore, had all been killed by the same man. Federal and state law enforcement agencies formed a special task force, and over the next 10 months, they went to extraordinary lengths to enlist the public's help in finding the killer. They solicited and received thousands of tips. They posted billboards along I-10, an interstate the killer was known to drive. They released the details of an FBI profile of the killer, and they conducted a sweeping DNA dragnet, taking DNA samples, sometimes with a court order, from more than 1,000 men. During that time, two more women, Trenisha Denae Colombe and Carrie Yoder, were murdered. With each new death, tensions rose here in Baton Rouge and nearby communities. But it was finally one of those DNA samples that led police to Derek Todd Lee. Lee had been a suspect in two murders in Zachary, a town just a few miles north of Baton Rouge. Zachary Police Chief Joy Watson says he was well known to his officers.
He was arrested years ago as a peeping Tom. He was arrested involved in a burglary. And where his criminal activity has taken place is where one of our murders occurred back in 1992. We have missing persons that disappeared in 1998 in that same subdivision, one block over.
It was the investigation into the disappearance and presumed murder of Randy Meebrewer that cracked the serial murder case. On May 5th, armed with a subpoena, Zachary police took a DNA swab from Lee and sent it to the state police for analysis. 3 weeks later, when the results came back, it matched that of the serial killer. But by then, Derek Lee had fled to Atlanta, where he was arrested Tuesday. Yesterday, members of the serial killer task force gathered for a news conference here in Baton Rouge, and several answered criticism about how they conducted the investigation. FBI Special Agent Charles Cunningham responded to questions about why it took them 10 months to find a man who was already a suspect in a similar murder in a nearby community.
Most serial killer cases in this country have taken years. It took us 17 years to get the Unabomber. Ted Kaczynski, 17 years, and his brother turned him in. You don't think they were working hard? They didn't work any harder than this task force before you has.
Police at yesterday's news conference wouldn't say whether they believe Lee is responsible for more than the five murders he's being charged with. In Zachary, police are still waiting for the results of their original DNA analysis, but they suspect Lee's role in two additional murders. Police from Atlanta to Lake Charles, Louisiana, are poring over their files to see if other cases can be connected to Lee. There are dozens of unsolved murders stretching back over a decade in Baton Rouge and surrounding communities. Edward Piglia is the brother of Pam Kinnamore, the serial killer's third known victim. He thinks some of those murders will eventually lead back to Lee.
A lot of these victims of these unsolved murders here in Louisiana, southeast Louisiana, were never even found yet. So that would be the big question, obviously. How many murders is this guy responsible for?
Along Lakeshore Drive near the Louisiana State University campus yesterday, women were jogging, bicycling, and walking, though mostly in pairs. Megan Dysart and Monica Pena say in spite of the arrest, they won't relax precautions they've adopted.
I just hope they got the right guy, because if the right guy's still out there, he may go on a rampage now. And
I'm not any less concerned for my safety now than I was before.
Yeah.
Lee yesterday made his first court appearance in Atlanta, where he waived his right to fight extradition. He was immediately flown back here to Baton Rouge, where he was booked last night on charges of first-degree murder, aggravated rape, second-degree kidnapping, and aggravated burglary in one of the cases. Prosecutors say he'll face similar counts in the deaths of the other women. The district attorney for East Baton Rouge Parish says he'll seek the death penalty. Greg Allen, NPR News, Baton Rouge.